Yes.
All right. Welcome everyone to this board meeting of Ascent Academies of Utah. The date is June 16th, 2025. The time is 9:05 a.m. and this meeting is being held on Zoom. I'll start by excusing our board chair, Mike Ostermiller. He asked me to chair the meeting today. We also excuse Stuart Adams, who was unable to attend. For the record, can I get a roll call of board members that are present? Jim Horton here.
Chris Blake here.
Mike Greenhall here.
Tyler Schwanevelt here. Great. Now, can I get a roll call of others that are present will be participating in today's meeting?
Wade Glaither.
Brendan Fairbanks.
Aaron Winterton.
Hannah Dorius.
Brad Taylor.
Okay, we're gonna, we're in a hurry here, so I'm just gonna get right into the public comment. I don't see anyone here for public comment, right, Hannah?
Correct.
So we'll move to consent. Okay, you've all had a chance to review the March 24th minutes.
So move.
Do I have a motion to accept the consent items?
Chris Blake, I'll move the consent items.
And I'll second it.
Okay, can we have Chris do this yet? Make a
Nope.
motion?
I mean,
Nope.
yeah. Oh, no, he totally can. Yeah, he's a board member now. This
Oh,
is, we'll
good.
do officers in a
Official
second.
Chris, thank you.
No problem.
Well, all in favor, aye.
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 Any
Aye.
opposed? Motion carries. Consent items are approved. Our first item is now let's go move on to voting and discussion items. Our first item is the election of our board members, our board officers. Before we start, I want to let you all know that Mike, as you guys know, has Ostermiller has given us his resignation. He has some personal items and needs to pay extra attention to those things that's going on. And finally, he kind of decided that it was time to resign. He put in a long stint. He was an original founder, and we would like to thank him for his service. Is everyone okay with if I work with Academica and come up with some way to say thank you to Mike Ostermiller? You guys okay with that?
Yeah,
Give him a
that'd be
little
great.
something like a gift card to Chili's or something.
Yeah, that's something Mike won't use, but I'm in favor of it.
Yeah,
And
that's
then
well,
we'll also
then he'll
coordinate
give it to
that with
Brandon.
we'll coordinate that with Wade too, because I know Wade will want to be a part of that. So Wade, we'll keep you in. Well, the three of us will get in a discussion and figure out what to do for him and let
Okay,
everybody know.
perfect. And Brandon, on to the election of officers. Do you want to walk us through the process?
Sure. Yeah. So basically what you've got is you've got your board officers. He was your board chair. We've actually kept officers the same for, well, you have for years and years and years. And with him out, we do now we just need a new board chair. And Hannah, can you tell us what the current officers are, including Mike?
Yeah, they already did it though last board meeting.
Okay, so
So I
who's the
think
chair?
you just wait, go ahead.
Who's the chair?
Mike.
Okay, so will you just read through who current officers are?
Yeah. Stuart Adams is the vice chair, Mike Ostermiller is the chair, Tyler Schwanevelt is the financial coordinator. That's what we've
Okay, and thanks, Hannah. The reason I was saying read through it is because we're only replacing one officer, your bylaws are pretty clear. If you want to just restate, like you need a new chair, so you could nominate somebody to serve as board chair. And then you can keep your current officers as you know currently situated or something along those lines. So really what we're looking for is if someone would like to come in and nominate someone else to serve. I already know where this is going, but get somebody else to serve as board chair and then just keep the other officers as they currently stand.
Can I nominate Jim Horton as the new chair and all other officers as presently constituted?
Denied.
What did you say?
Denied.
Kill before I get nominated, then I want to nominate Chris. I think Chris would be a great board chair. And the other ones stay the same.
Okay. Chris, what say you?
I'm happy to let Jim do it if he wants to, but I will I'd be willing to serve as chair if the board is so desires.
Chris, what I understand is you have a lot of board experience and leadership capacity, so I think you're fit for chair in
Wow,
this
that
situation.
you are piling it deep, Jim. That is well done. I am boring at times, so
Perfect. We
I
need
was
boring.
trying to play something off of board experience. Yeah, I'd be happy to do
Yeah, Mike has
it.
too many off-color jokes during our board meeting, so that we need boring.
Fair enough.
All right. Can we move forward,
You
Brandon?
can, you know what? Let's, if somebody, I mean, there were a couple motions out there. If somebody, or a couple nominations, if somebody wants to make a formal motion.
I
I'll
think
make a
Tyler.
motion. All
Oh,
right. Yeah, the last
okay.
motion was for
I think
Chris, right?
I think Tyler made a motion that was out there, that was received.
Great. There you go.
Yeah, I'll
do you
second.
need me? I can do it more formal if you need me to, Brandon.
No, it's out there. You're
All
good.
right, good deal.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it passes.
Nope, got to
Oh,
vote. Yeah, take a
well,
vote.
yeah, see, that's why I'm not going to be the chair.
Yeah,
And then so basically what we're proposing is Chris as chair, and then the remaining officers continue to serve in their current capacities. Can I have a nomination for board officers as we had one? Can I get a motion?
a vote.
A vote.
Do we need to vote individually on this one, Brandon,
Nope.
or
With
no? Nope, you can
name?
vote just all in one. Okay.
Okay. I vote yes. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Yay. Okay. All in favor? I guess we just needed a second on that, probably, then, Brandon, is
Yeah,
what you're
you're
saying.
done. You've got the vote.
Okay. Perfect. Motion carries. And the
That's
new
what I'm talking
officers have been
about.
appointed. Chris, your chair. Congratulations.
Thanks,
In
Jim.
fact, I'm going to turn it over to you because I know you're short on time. Welcome to the board.
Okay. Well, I've got about 13 minutes. So Wade, don't mean to put pressure on you or on, I assume Brad's here for the finance report, but let's turn to Wade, our director, for the director's report.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I gave you the report. You read it ahead of time, or you can access it during this meeting or even after. So I don't feel a need to read to you something that I've given to you to look at. But my director's report, I gave you an update on enrollment. I gave you some great positive items of Ascent in the news since we had our last board meeting in March. I gave you a quick summary of student achievement. We're still waiting for some final scores to come from the state. And then in the report, I gave you kind of an outline of things I'm going to be asking you to approve in this meeting, including the increase of student meal prices. And then there are eight invoices for approval that are over the $25,000 that'll be in this board meeting. So I've given you a one-liner about each of those, what they are, their funding sources, and what we'll be using them for. And then just a quick summary of that Title IX report, which is in greater detail. The full report is in your packet. It's a new report we have to do for the first time, reporting on organized sports. So I've completed that for your review as well. So I know that was really quick, but do you have any questions in any of those categories that I could answer for you now?
Any questions for Wade?
None.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks, Wade. Brad, are you here for the finance report?
Aaron's taking care of that. Aaron and Wade.
Okay, so you just showed up to talk about the Dodgers from last night, I guess. So, okay.
No, I'm just here to support my new favorite board chair.
Perfect. Thank you, Brad. Aaron, we'll turn to you for the finance report.
Okay, so instead of the traditional finance report, I'm just going to go quickly over the fraud risk assessment and the annual commitment to ethical behavior, and then we'll get into the actuals and the budget. Would we move into the amended and proposed budget? So the fraud risk assessment, it basically is just an internal report card. We use it to help identify any potential vulnerabilities to fraud for the school. And so we've worked on that internally, and we are required to present it to you as the board. Ascent did very well on it. I believe I'm trying to pull it up, but I believe that the school scored a total of 355 points out of 395 points, and the points help us determine the level of risk. So Ascent is rated very low. The only way to get more points is if we can get the board to do all of their training. So that's something we can talk about another time. The annual commitment to ethical behavior, that's part of this fraud risk assessment, and just also something that we want to make sure that the board's aware of and signs. It's basically just signing and agreeing to commit to ethical behavior while you're on the board, that you're working in the best interest of the school. And so I think that Hannah is going to send the commitment to ethical behavior around to all the board members to sign. And then the fraud risk assessment, I believe, to Wade and Tyler to sign. And that's it. Let me know. Are you ready to go into the amended budget too?
Let me ask. Hannah has sent out some information and appreciated. I know I have fallen short on that, as you know, it sounds like others have as well. Hannah, if you wouldn't mind resending that to the board members of which items, just kind of detail out which items need to be done and completed so that we can work on that, that would be great.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Aaron, any other questions for Aaron before we go into the budget? Okay. Aaron, Tyler, we'll turn to you guys on budget.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just give you a quick summary of what we're looking at here. First column is our last year actuals. The second column is the approved budget for this current fiscal year. And then the third column is our year to date as of 5:30, May 31st of this year. And the fourth column is the final budget, the amended budget that I'm proposing to you. And the last column is the budget for next year. So really, we wouldn't have needed to amend the budget. However, there was just under a $4 million payment, the final payment on the Saratoga Springs expansion building, that we had thought we had budgeted it in last year. It ended up coming in the current year, and there was also a $270,000 mandatory bond redemption that was outside of the normal debt payment schedule for the bonds, and so. Those, like I did tweak the other numbers since we had to go amend the budget anyway. But had those two transactions not occurred, we probably wouldn't have had to amend the budget. But any, so we're anticipating there's a contribution from the fund balance of just under $2.3 million, but most of that is from restricted funds that were set aside to pay for the building construction. So we're looking good for this year. Next year, even better. Wade and I have talked a lot about how we're going to budget going forward, and the ideal way to do this is to budget conservatively. We budgeted on an enrollment of 2,844 students, I believe. We don't want to count our chicks before they hatch, but you will see that there's a large surplus at the very bottom of that sixth column of about 2,150,000. That's a contribution to fund balance. So we have a conservative budget. There's a few projects that will be in the works next year, including, I think, like some carpets, some additional curriculum. You'll see those purchases later on. A gym floor in the Farmington campus, and just some regular maintenance items that are taking priority in this upcoming year. So
Perfect.
very, very healthy budget.
Tyler, anything to add or any things you want to raise relative to what Aaron's talking about?
No, not that I can see. Thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we need to approve the amended budget. Is that correct?
That's correct. The amended and then next year's budget
Okay.
also.
I'll take a an amendment to approve the excuse me, a motion to approve the amended budget for 24-25.
I'll make that motion.
That was Jim. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously. Can I get a budget or God, I don't know why I'm screwing that up. Can I get a motion to approve the 2025-2026 proposed budget?
I'll make the motion to approve the 2025-2026 proposed budget.
Excellent. We have a motion from Tyler and a
I'll second.
second from Mike. Thanks, Mike. Any discussion to that item? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously. Okay, so I think we've got we show the audit engagement letter. I think that's you were No, that's a fraud risk assessment. Who's here to speak on? Do any
I am. That's simply to engage Ide Bailey to perform the audit for the current fiscal year again. We did an RFP just recently to have them to have them come do it with, and there were a couple competitors. They're still the preferred provider in both cost and skill. So we recommend that we engage them.
Perfect. I will take a motion on the audit engagement letter to keep Ide Bailey as our auditor.
So moved.
Move motion from Mike. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second. I think that was Jim, correct? Or was that Todd?
Correct. That was Jim.
Yes, Jim. Any discussion on the Ide Bailey audit engagement? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously. Teacher, so let's see, do we need to approve each of these items today?
Yeah.
Okay. Teacher Student Success Act Plan 2025-2026.
Yeah, that's in your packet. You can look it over. We've done this each year since TSSA money has been made available to us. We just need to have the board approve how we spend those monies. So they're broken down by each campus because each campus has a team that decides how to spend that TSSA money. Let me know if you have questions about that. And if you want me to keep going down the list, or can we do these all together, or do we need to do them separately?
I think we probably need to do them separately, other than the
Okay.
purchases. I'm comfortable doing those together unless Hannah or Brandon tell me otherwise.
Oh,
So,
you're fine.
okay. Can I get a motion to approve the two Teacher Student Success Act plan for 2025-2026?
So moved.
Motion from Tyler. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Excellent. Any discussion to that item? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously. Wade, are you here to talk sex ed committee
Yep.
approval?
Each year we have to have the board approve our sex education committees. I've given you a list of names, and you'll notice that there are more parents on these committees than employees. So parents have input on what we are doing with sex education, which is fifth graders and eighth graders. Eighth graders do it during their health class with their trained health teacher. Fifth graders actually do it at home. We send home links for them to watch videos with their parents in their home.
Excellent. Any questions for Wade on that? Okay, seeing none, I'll take a motion to approve the Sex Education Committee, parents or not parents, but the committee. Yeah.
So moved.
Mo a motion from Mike. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Perfect. We have a second. Any discussion to that item? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously. Meal prices. I assume this is lunch prices.
It's a student meal prices, and we're asking for a 5 cent increase. We haven't increased the price of student meals in 7 years, but during that 7 years, of course, prices of food and labor, everything's gone up. So we're asking for a 5 cent increase on the student meal costs.
And Wade, where does that put us for total meal? Do you know off the top of your head that?
Yeah, that will put us at 265. We're at 260 a meal right now.
Okay. Well, I know the work that goes into that. That seems like a pretty good deal. So, any discussion on that item? Questions for Wade? Okay. I'll take a motion to approve our new meal price of $2.65, a 5 cent increase.
I'll make that motion.
A motion from Jim. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Perfect. We have a second. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously. Okay, there are a number of purchase items. These are outlined in the our packet. I'll note that we are approving money for confortute, which is always one of my favorite words and one I have missed with my time away from the SN board. And these are all over 25,000, but have received have gone through RFP process as needed. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. The RFP, as well as any committees internally that needed to approve them first, and
Perfect.
the funding sources are listed when we have them.
Perfect. Thank you, Wade. I'll take a motion for all of these unless somebody wants to separate one out and discuss it separately. But if not, I'll take a motion to approve all of them.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion from Mike and a second from Tyler. Any discussion on these items? Okay, we will be approving all purchase items. Flooring services invoice, OP Office Furniture and Design Group, lunch tables invoice, ETS invoice, UConn Confortute invoice, and curriculum invoices for Imagine Learning, Flashlight Learning, and Lexia Learning. Any discussion to those items? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously. We have two policies that need discussion. Wade, are you taking these?
I can do them if Wade doesn't want to.
Brandon, why don't we put you to work? Go ahead.
They're just really quick. Both are from the 24 legislative session. That both these are new policies that are required to be in place either by the end of June or by the first day of July this year. So the first, that first one is, we just call that the SHINE, the Salary Supplement for Highly Needed Educators Program Policy. This just basically allows Wade and his administrative team to identify those that are like, they're difficult to hire those types of teachers. And because it's unique with different schools, it gives the flexibility to the school itself. And there's some extra money and funding that's available for them. The second one is the Paid Parental and Postpartum Recovery Leave Policy. And that one, again, was from 2024, but it's required to be in place by July 1. And it essentially follows the same path as other state officers as it relates to parental and postpartum leave. So I know the policies are in there. They are new, but this is basically, we've put them in place now that we've got all the rules from the state board on how, what elements those policies need to have. If there are no questions, you're ready to go on those.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon. Any questions for Brandon? I will take a motion for both policies if we can. One that will approve the Salary Supplement for Highly Needed Educators Program Policy and Paid Parental and Postpartum Recovery Leave Policy.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Jim. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second from Mike. Any discussion to those? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Rule that passes unanimously.
Hey,
go ahead.
Just real quick, Chris, I'm just wondering, I know you're the one that's going to be short on time here and you need to leave. I'm wondering if we don't bump the director's employment agreement to after the closed session, because I know that's what the board will be discussing. If you can get it into closed, I think we'll still have a quorum and they can handle the rest of it and you can leave if you need to go.
Okay, that would be great. Why don't we, I think the motion for a closed session requires an individual vote. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, we can go into closed session to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual pursuant to Utah code. I'll take a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
I have a motion from Mike to go into closed session, a second from, I think that was Jim.
No.
Was that Tyler?
Yeah, me.
Tyler, thank you. And we'll do this by roll call. Who does the roll call? Do you want me to, or
can you just call it out?
Okay. Chris Blake to go into closed session. Aye. Tyler.
Aye.
Mike.
Aye.
Jim.
Aye.
Excellent. We will move into closed session.
Second. Ed, can I get a second? I'll second it. All right. We're out of closed session, or let's just all in favor. Do I need to
yeah, all in favor. Approval?
All in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're at a closed session and we're recording. And now we can make the motion.
Okay, I want to make the motion that we approve the director's employment agreement as we discussed in the closed session.
I'll second that.
Call for a vote.
Can we get a vote? Aye.
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 All right, motion passes to approve director employment agreement as presented in closed session.
Okay, the last two things. Hannah, have you let Wade, is Wade back in?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't, because again, I'm blind. I can't read the screen this far away. So I just want to make sure it was in. And then, now we don't follow, we haven't had like a traditional board schedule, have we in the past, Hannah?
No, I'm just required to post one. So I made up a little one that is kind of in line with what we would follow, but I think per usual, I'll just reach out as needed, if that's okay with you all.
Great.
All right.
All right, so calendaring is taken care of, and that, is that everything?
Yep.
That's it.
Anything else to discuss? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, we're going to adjourn the meeting of Ascent Academies June 16th at 9:50 a.m.
Excellent.
All right.